They have to do more than talk. Remember, it is Senator Obama and Senator McCain, which means they both could be called on to vote on a rescue plan. And their colleagues in the U.S. Senate and elsewhere are raising more and more questions. Senator Richard Shelby is one of the Republicans who questioned top officials for 5 hours yesterday. And this morning, he's agreed to take our questions. Senator, welcome back to the program.
Good morning.
Will you vote for this proposal?
Oh, I wouldn't vote for it as it stands. I don't know what it will look like after it's reconfigured. And I believe it will be reconfigured to pass. There were just too many unanswered questions to the proposal before the banking committee yesterday.
Tell me one unanswered question.
Oh, well, one, what's going to be the real cost? Is this the floor? Is this the end of it?
You mean you don't buy $700 billion?
Well, it could be. It could be a lot more. They didn't, and I'm speaking, they is the Treasury Secretary and the Federal Reserve Chairman. They couldn't give us answers to that. Secondly, how are we going to get some of this money back? I mean, a lot of it back. If we replenish the capital, that's basically what we would be doing to some of the same firms who caused this problem in the first case. What are the taxpayers going to get out of it? They're going to get a big bill, I'm afraid.
Well, let me come back to a fundamental question since you are raising issues here, Senator. The administration has essentially said, you got to do something. You have no choice, in effect. You must pass something. Do you agree with that?
There are a lot of things we can do. I asked yesterday and got no answers. What other alternatives did you consider other than this? There are a lot of alternatives. They've been thrown out there.
Is nothing an alternative? Just let these firms
absolutely
fail?
Absolutely. Nothing's always an alternative because the most disciplinarian we have is the market itself. And the market would work. It would work with pain, but this is going to be pain itself to the taxpayer.
Are you saying that you might be willing, if it were up to you, to let the economy ride this out, even if it means a very severe economic slowdown, a recession, a depression?
You don't know how. That's talk now. You don't know how long that would last. There would be repercussions, but there's repercussions to anything. The market is always just about, in my history, ridden it out.
Well, now, if the White House calls you or the Treasury Secretary calls you and says, Senator, okay, what do you need? What will it take for you to vote for this plan? What do you tell them?
Well, I'm going to say another reconfigured plan, and we can sit down and do it, but they're not doing that yet.
Well, now, do you think that your colleagues in the Senate are going to pass something, that this is going to happen regardless?
Well, I think they might pass something, but I don't think we should just pass a three-page proposal that gives this kind of power, unfettered power, to the Secretary of the Treasury. And with more to come, probably. We're talking about $1 trillion overall.
Unfettered power. So you want that power to be limited in some way?
Absolutely. The Secretary of the Treasury would have more power than the President has.
Your colleague Charles Schumer raised the possibility of a partial bailout. Let's give you $150 billion, he said yesterday, and see if you can deal with that for a few months. And meanwhile, we will think more seriously about the larger package.
That's a proposal that's floating around that Senator Schumer threw out. And you know, we don't throw anything off the table. I think right now that there's a situation fairly fluid, but we'll have to see what happens the rest of the week.
Are you concerned that even a day or two or a week's delay could cause severe trouble in the financial markets?
Well, there's trouble in the financial markets. There's stress out there. And these people that want to get bailed out, they're the one that caused most of it. We have to be realistic about this.
Meaning you're not concerned if the stock market goes down another 400 points today because...
Well, I don't think it's going to affect most of America. It'll affect some people, but it won't affect most of America.
And I guess the response would be from the administration, it's going to affect everybody that's got a pension plan.
Well, but it'll come back, too. I remember when the market went down to about 1,500, 1987. A few months later, the economy started heating up again, and it heated for 4 or 5 years.
So do you think that there will be an agreement by the end of this week?
I don't know.
All right. Well, Senator Richard Shelby, thanks very much. Appreciate you taking the time this morning.
Bye.
Richard Shelby is the top Republican on the Senate Banking Committee. That committee spent 5 hours yesterday questioning Ben Bernanke of the Federal Reserve and Henry Paulson, the Treasury Secretary, about what they say is an urgent proposal to provide a $700 billion bailout for the financial markets.